From Washington, this is VOA News. Israel escalates its Gaza offensive in day two, and the Federal Reserve is to end direct support of the U.S. economy. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. Israel has escalated attacks on the Gaza Strip in the second day of a major offensive. At least 37 Palestinians have been killed. Robert Berger has more details for VOA from Jerusalem.
Explosions rocked Gaza as Israel launched more than 200 airstrikes against the ruling Islamic militant group Hamas and other armed Palestinian factions. The Israeli military said targets include the homes of Hamas leaders, smuggling tunnels, and weapons depots. There have been more than 400 airstrikes since the offensive began on Tuesday, aimed at stopping a wave of Palestinian rocket attacks. Israel's Strategic Affairs Minister Yuval Steinitz says there is much more to come. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
With the U.S. economy improving, policymakers at the country's central bank say they plan to end their direct economic support of the world's largest economy in October. Since late 2012, the Federal Reserve has been purchasing up to $85 billion a month of treasury bonds and securities. It's a program aimed at keeping long-term interest rates at a very low level in an effort to boost hiring and lending to help the economy recover from the depths of the 2008 recession. The Fed has steadily cutting the size of the monthly asset purchases and has said that if the country's economic fortunes continue to improve, they would end them altogether late this year. However, today, the policymakers released minutes of their mid-June meeting showing that the Fed intends to end securities purchases in October. U.S. President Barack Obama has called the two candidates in Afghanistan's disputed presidential runoff election to ask them to let the process for investigating fraud claims go forward. In those phone calls, Mr. Obama warned Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani that violence or taking extra constitutional measures would result in the end of U.S. assistance to the country. Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry is to visit Kabul on Friday in an effort to resolve allegations of fraud. Meanwhile, a new United Nations report finds a record number of civilians has been killed or injured in Afghanistan in the first half of this year. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The report attributes the worsening situation for civilians to the changing nature of conflict in Afghanistan. It says ground combat among the warring parties has now surpassed improvised explosive devices as the leading cause of conflict-related death and injury to Afghan civilians. It says ground engagements and crossfire are hitting children and women with unprecedented force. Spokeswoman for the UN Human Rights Office, Cecile Pouilly, tells VOA the impact of ground combat on the Afghan civilian population is devastating. In the first 6 months of the year, the UN assistance mission in Afghanistan documents 4,853 civilian casualties, including 1,564 civilian deaths. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The World Health Organization says there have been at least 50 new cases of Ebola in Liberia and Sierra Leone. It is already the worst outbreak in history. The aid group Plan International says the outbreak could become a global health crisis if there isn't a better coordinated regional response and more support from the international community. The WHO has said that the outbreak is likely to continue for at least several months. North Korea has fired two short-range ballistic missiles into the ocean off its east coast. South Korean defense officials say the suspected Scud missiles were fired today from a western province that had a range of about 500 kilometers. The Somali government has fired its police and intelligence chiefs after the attack on the presidential palace by the militant group al-Shabaab. The prime minister dismissed the chief of police and the national intelligence chief today, less than a day after al-Shabaab fighters detonated a bomb outside the palace and tried to shoot their way inside. South Sudan celebrated the third anniversary of its independence today amid calls for the country's warring factions to honor a ceasefire and resume peace talks. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.